Further teachings of Lord Chaitanya, Chapter 45, The Final Years at Jagannath Puri, Episode 3, Lord Chaitanya's Ecstatic Exhibitions, Part 2. So at night, Lord Chaitanya would reveal to Swarup Damodara and Ramananda Roy the ecstatic feelings of his mind. Prapta pranashta achuta bitta atma yaya vishada ujita deha geha grihita kapalika dharmaka mei vrindavanam sa indriya shishya vrinda. At first, my mind somehow or other achieved the treasure of Krishna, but then my mind again lost Krishna. Therefore, it gave up my body and home because of lamentation, and then accepted the religious principles of a Kapalika yogi. Then my mind went to Vrindavan along with its disciples, my senses. So having lost his acquired gem, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu became overwhelmed with lamentation by remembering its attributes. Then, grasping the necks of Ramananda Roy and Swarup Damodara Goswami, Lord Chaitanya cried out, "Alas! Where is my Lord Hari? Where is Hari?" Finally, Lord Chaitanya became restless and lost all patience. Then, Lord Chaitanya said, "My dear friends, please hear of Krishna's sweetness. Because of a great desire for that sweetness, my mind has given up all social and Vedic religious principles and has taken to the profession of begging exactly like a mystic yogi. The ring of Krishna's Rasa Leela, manufactured by Shukadeva Goswami, the most auspicious craftsman, is as pure as an earring made from a conchel. The yogi of my mind is wearing that earring upon his ear. From a gourd he has carved out the bowl of my aspirations and has taken the bag of my expectations upon his shoulder. The yogi of my mind wears the torn quilt of anxiety upon his dirty body, which is covered with dust and ashes. His only words are, 'Alas, Krishna!' He wears bangles of distress on his wrist and a turban of greed on his head. And because he has not eaten anything, he is very thin. Oh, the great yogi of my mind always studies the poetry and discussions of Lord Krishna's Vrindavana pastimes. In Srimad Bhagavatam and other scriptures, great saintly yogis like Vyasadeva and Shukadeva Goswami have described Lord Krishna as the Paramatma, the Supersoul, who is beyond all material contamination. The mystic yogi of my mind has assumed the name of Mahabaul and has made disciples of my senses. Thus my mind has gone to Vrindavan, leaving aside the home of my body and the great treasure of material enjoyment. In Vrindavan, he goes from door to door begging alms along with his disciples. He begs from both the moving and the inert inhabitants, the citizens, the trees, and the creepers. In this way, he lives on fruits, roots, and leaves. The gopis of Brajabhumi always taste the nectar of Krishna's attributes, his beauty, his sweetness, his aroma, the sound of his flute, and the touch of his body. My mind's disciples, the senses of perception, gather the remnants of that nectar from the gopis and bring them to the yogi of my mind. The senses maintain their lives by eating those remnants. And there is a solitary garden where Krishna enjoys his pastimes. And in one corner of a pavilion in that garden, the yogi of my mind, along with his disciples, practices mystic yoga. Wanting to see Krishna directly, this yogi remains awake throughout the entire night, meditating on Krishna, who is the Paramatma, Supersoul, uncontaminated by the modes of material nature. And when my mind lost the association of Krishna and could no longer see Krishna, my mind became depressed and took up mystic yoga. In the void of separation from Krishna, he experienced transcendental transformations. Agitated by these transformations, my mind fled, leaving empty my body, which was his place of residence. Now, I am thus completely in trance. When the gopis felt separation from Krishna, they experienced 10 kinds of bodily transformations. These same symptoms appeared in the body of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Chintatra jagarodvegao tanavang malanangata pralapo vyadhir unmado moho mrityur dasha dasha. The bodily transformations resulting from separation from Krishna are anxiety, wakefulness, mental agitation, thinness, uncleanliness, talking like a madman, disease, madness, illusion, and death. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was overwhelmed night and day by these ecstatic conditions. Whenever such symptoms arose, Lord Chaitanya's mind became unsteady. After speaking in this way, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu fell silent. Then Ramananda Roy began reciting various verses. Ramananda Roy recited verses from Srimad Bhagavatam, and Swarup Damodara Goswami sang of Krishna's pastimes. In this way, they brought Lord Chaitanya to external consciousness once again. After half the night had passed in this way, Ramananda Roy and Swarup Damodar Goswami made Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu lie down on his bed in the inner room. Then Ramananda Roy returned home, and Swarup Damodar Goswami and Govinda lay down in front of the door to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's room. Lord Chaitanya remained awake throughout the entire night, chanting the Hare Krishna mantra very loudly. After some time, Swarup Damodar could no longer hear the chanting of Lord Chaitanya. So when Swarup Damodar entered the room, he found the doors locked, but Lord Chaitanya was gone. All the devotees were now very anxious when they saw that Lord Chaitanya was not in his room. They wandered about, searching for Lord Chaitanya with a warning lamp. After searching for some time, they came upon Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu lying in a corner by the northern side of the Singhadwar gate. At first, they were overjoyed to see Lord Chaitanya, but when they saw his condition, all the devotees, headed by Swarup Damodara Goswami, became very anxious. For Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was lying unconscious, and his body had become elongated to 5 or 6 cubits, and there was no breath coming from his nostrils. Each of his arms and legs had become 3 cubits long. Only skin connected the separated joints. Lord Chaitanya's bodily temperature, indicating life, was very low. All of the joints in his arms, legs, neck, and waist were separated by at least 6 inches. It appeared that only skin covered his elongated joints. Seeing Lord Chaitanya's condition, all the devotees were very unhappy. They almost died when they saw Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu with his mouth full of saliva and foam and his eyes turned upwards. When they saw this, Swarup Damodar Goswami and all the other devotees began chanting the holy name of Krishna very loudly into Lord Chaitanya's ear. After they had chanted in this way for a long time, the holy name of Krishna entered the heart of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and Lord Chaitanya suddenly arose with a loud shout, Hari Bol! As soon as Lord Chaitanya returned to external consciousness, all of his joints contracted and his entire body returned to normal. Srila Raghunath Das Goswami has described these pastimes elaborately in his book, Gauranga Stava Kalpa Vriksha. In the house of Kashi Misra, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would sometimes be greatly aggrieved, feeling separation from Krishna. The joints of his transcendental body would slacken, and his arms and legs would become elongated. Rolling on the ground, Lord Chaitanya would cry out in distress in a faltering voice and weep very sorrowfully. This appearance of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu awakening in my heart maddens me. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was very much astonished to find himself in front of the Singhadwar. Lord Chaitanya asked Swarup Damodar Goswami, Where am I? What am I doing here? Oh, my Lord, please get up. Let us go to your place. There I shall tell you everything that has happened. Thus, all the devotees supporting Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took Lord Chaitanya back to his residence. Then they all described to Lord Chaitanya what had happened. And hearing the description of his condition while he had lain near the Singhadwar, Lord Chaitanya was very much astonished. I do not remember any of these things. All I can remember is that I saw my Krishna, but only for an instant. Oh, Krishna appeared before me, and then, like lightning, immediately Krishna disappeared. Just then, everyone heard the blowing of the conch shell at the Jagannath temple. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu immediately took bath and went to see Lord Jagannath. Thus, I have described the uncommon transformations of the body of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And when people hear about this, they are very much astonished. For no one has witnessed such bodily changes elsewhere, nor has anyone read of them in the revealed scriptures. And yet, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the supreme sannyasi, exhibited these ecstatic symptoms. These ecstasies are not described in the shastras, and they are inconceivable to the common man. Therefore, people in general do not believe in them. However, Raghunath Das Goswami continuously lived with Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and I am simply recording whatever I have heard from him. And although common men do not believe in these pastimes, I believe in them totally. Recorded June 30, 2022 by Nirantara Dasa. All glories to the ISKCON founder Acharya, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami, Srila Prabhupada. Om Tat Sat.